We're hitting peak apple season here in Wisconsin, so it's time to think about all the different ways we can use apples in our kitchens while they're at their freshest. Baked, fried, pies, cakes, you name it. Online food writer Deb Melian has some ideas for us. Deb writes and develops recipes, among other homemaking tips, at her website, Wisconsin Homemaker. Deb, thanks a lot for joining us today. Deb, are you there? Oh, we don't have our connection with Deb Melian right now. We'll figure out what's going on with that. I think she's at our studio in Milwaukee. We're working on that. In the meantime, I'll remind you that, yes, it's our Wisconsin Public Radio membership drive. Make your pledge at 888-202-2552. I think we have Deb. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Sorry about that. We've got you connected now. Thanks so much for being with us today.
It's a pleasure.
Well, there are so many different kinds of apples out there nowadays, Deb, which is great. But does it make it hard to figure out which one goes best with which recipe?
Well, it really does. You know, I mean, you have so many choices. But I think what if you kind of narrow the field down to a couple of apples, you're good to go. Now, a lot of families have their own favorite recipes that they, like, say, grandma or mom used to make. And so they've kind of like hugged to those apples and that. And that's great to do that. But I'd like to suggest that people kind of go to the grocery or even to the local orchards and really try to test out and see what other options are out there, because there's so many varieties of apples that are available to folks nowadays that it's really you have so many different options on what can work and what doesn't. But usually if you're going to be cooking, you want to have apples that are, you know, that can handle the heat. And especially like if you're going to be baking, you would rather try to opt out from using like a softer apple versus a firmer apple. And those would be the ones that will give you the best results. And of course, the fresher the apple, the better.
What are some that you like that are pretty readily available through the fall here in Wisconsin that are pretty safe bets if we're baking or frying them?
Well, the best apples, depending upon what you want, for the stovetop, I would suggest, you know, starting out with something like the Cortland or Honeycrisp, Pippin, Jonathan Gold, Granny Smith. Those are all work into a really great, like if you're making pies, they're absolutely perfect. They hold up to the heat, and when we put them together with like cinnamon, it is just amazing.
Well, let's get into a recipe now. You shared actually three apple recipes with us. We've got them at WPR.org/Food Friday. And for starters, you sent us one for fried apples. Really pretty simple, and you could do a lot of different things with them. Tell us about this recipe.
Yeah, fried apples is a really easy side dish. It uses sliced apples, butter, brown sugar, and cinnamon. And you can use it as a pie filling, top ice cream, or even pancakes. And with less than five ingredients in about 5 minutes or so, you can prepare and cook. You can enjoy this dish alongside meats and or use it, you know, as an dessert side as well.
And how long is it? How do we cook them on the stovetop to fry these apples?
Okay. To do that, you'll start out with, and this recipe makes about four servings. You'll start out with 2 cups of apples, and you can try like Macintosh or Honeycrisp would be great to start with. And then in a high-sided pan, you'll want to fry with two tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, add more if you want it sweeter, and then 2 tablespoons of water and 1 teaspoon of cinnamon. And together, you just basically, it's like a one-pot dessert. You heat it up on about medium-high heat, and then you just cook it for about 10 minutes or so until the apples are fork tender. And then at that time, basically, you just take it off the heat, allow it to cool a little bit, and then you can serve it as well.
A lesson I've learned in some cases the hard way, Deb, is balancing sugar to the tartness of the apple. Sometimes the same recipe that comes out really sweet with one apple is a little too tart with a different kind of apple. Do you kind of do a testing round with your apple to see how much, if there's a little extra or less sugar that you need?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and if you use, like, say, for example, like a Granny Smith apple, it's going to be tart, you know, and usually, like, if you take the time to go in and just eat it, you know, without cooking it, you can kind of get a sense for what the apple's going to kind of offer you when you do cook it.
Now, before we go back to some other recipes, Deb, I understand you've done some apple-related traveling around Wisconsin. Where has that taken you?
That's taken me to a number of orchards and that around the area. And I have really enjoyed being able to see, you know, and taste a lot of different varieties of apples. Most of the orchards in that have quite a number of apples that have been grown on their fields. And so you get a chance to try not only just the regular standard apples, but also heirloom varieties as well. And some of the areas, you know, that you can find apples in Wisconsin, basically they kind of go in the four different regions, basically like Gay Mills in Crawford County, Door County, Bayfield County, and also in Milwaukee County. And I've kind of experienced a little bit more in the Milwaukee area because we do have, and we are blessed with, quite a lot of orchards that you can actually go and pick your own, as well as get already pre-picked apples to purchase.
And I know sometimes I see orchards put out their calendar, so one variety is coming out already early September, others aren't hitting till October. Do you find yourself going back to the same orchard sometimes to get the next wave of apples?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, because that's apples in general. Apples actually grow at different times. So, you know, they start out at one time, and then, for example, like the McIntosh is actually the first apple that starts out, is available like early September. And then it kind of progresses throughout the season. So basically, depending upon what our climate is, it'll go from like late August to probably late October, maybe even early November, depending upon if it's warm enough. And the growers have to pick the apples at their peak. So it's not like kind of like tomatoes where you can kind of pick them a little bit on the green side. Apples have to be picked because they don't, once they get that to that moment of their ripeness, that's when you pick it. And they don't get any better. They're at their best.
We're talking to Deb Melian about cooking with apples this fall. Her website is Wisconsin Homemaker. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite apple recipe, a favorite apple dish to cook? Do you have a question about something you've tried cooking but maybe struck out with when it comes to apples? What is your favorite variety to cook with? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation, check out another recipe or two coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about cooking with apples with Deb Melian of the website Wisconsin Homemaker. You can join in at 800-642-1234. You end up with lots of apples from your own yard, from the orchard, great deal at the farmer's market or store or whatever. What do you do with all the extras? Do you sauce them? Do you bake them? Where do they go? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Find a few recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday that Deb shared with us. Deb, let's get into another one of those recipes. You're watching maybe a football game. You want a cheese ball? Well, you can apple it up. Tell us about your caramel apple cheese ball.
Oh, yeah. This is one of my favorite. It's just like eating a caramel apple, only it's in a cheese ball. Go figure, Wisconsin. but it's very easy to make. It's made with fresh apples, cream cheese, cheddar cheese, caramel, and pecans. And it's something that, you know, you can make and have as a snack. Uses a dessert cheese ball. It's perfect any time of the year. And it's very easy to make, too. It takes about 15 minutes to just assemble and a couple hours just to allow the cheese ball to firm up. But you'll start out with 16 ounces of cream cheese and a cup of powdered sugar and then half a cup of white cheddar. So you can do like a Wisconsin white cheddar, Vermont, Gruyere, Gruyere cheese, something like that. And then what you'll do then is grate a half a cup of Macintosh apples, which is approximately two apples. And you're going to want to kind of put them in like a colander and kind of squeeze them real good, because Macintosh have a lot of liquid in them. And when you do make the cheese ball, you want to make sure that it is as dry as possible. You will add a little bit of apple cider, a teaspoon of that, some vanilla extract, and baking spice, a teaspoon of that, and cinnamon. And then what you'll do is you'll put the cream cheese in a mixer, stand mixer, and just cream it up a bit, and then add the rest of the ingredients. And after you've done that, you'll want to take two sheets of plastic wrap and cross them over, and then put the cheese mixture in the middle. And then you'll bring up the sides of the plastic and kind of form a ball. And that's the making of your cheese ball. Fan. And then you'll just take that and put that in the fridge and let that firm up.
Fantastic. Let's bring on a caller now. Dale is with us in Wisconsin Dells. Dale, hi.
Hi.
What'd you want to bring up, Dale?
Oh, I just said about cinnamon in recipes, because I can't eat cinnamon. And the best time to pick apples for storage.
All right, Dale, I'm right there with you. I'm actually technically, I have a contact reaction to cinnamon. It's not quite an allergy. It doesn't kill me, but I avoid it best. If Dale and I can't have cinnamon with our apples, Deb, do you have any suggestions for us?
That's a good question. Well, you can forgo the cinnamon.
And I do.
Mean, and the other warm spices, they're all very, very similar. You could probably get by with, like, say, nutmeg, if it's something that you can, or cloves would work. You'd probably use less on those because they are very potent in recipes and that. So less is best with those. But that'll give you at least a sense of what cinnamon can do.
And actually, Dale, I'll say apples and brown sugar together are a great flavor even without the cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Judith Sears-Poissara, executive producer, says ginger would be good with that, too.
Ginger would be very good as well.
Oh, and Dale was wondering, like, storage of apples. We pick them and we're not cooking them right away. Any tips on keeping them fresh for as long as we can?
Absolutely. So it's recommended from the orchards and that if you're going to store apples for a long period of time, say a month or so, what you'd like to do is don't wash your apples, but you can put them in the crisper. Keep them, you know, if you wrap them up in non-newspaper wrap, and then put them in there and just keep it at with humidity in your refrigerator. That'll keep them fresh for a longer part of the time. And then after that, probably after about a month or so, you probably want to be, you know, consuming them. The growers that do harvest the apples obviously have better refrigeration systems than we have. They keep the refrigeration at about 52 degrees or so, and they also, again, wrap the apples up, and they keep them so that they're not touching, and they keep that a constant during the whole time that the apples are in storage. And then once they bring them out, then that's when they send them off to the stores or wherever they're going to be processed.
Well, Dale, hope that all helps you out. And Deb, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking to Deb Melian, online writer and recipe developer. Her website is Wisconsin Homemaker. It's Food Friday. We talked to her about different ways to cook with apples this fall. We have three recipes, the two we talked about, plus another classic apple dessert recipe, the classic French apple tart tatine. Tatin.
Tata.
Okay. Let's do the Sears Poisson there with the French pinch hitting. You can find those at WPR.org/Food Friday.